Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Congress will hold a much-anticipated hearing on UFOs today.
Former U.S. intelligence official David Grush will testify before the House Oversight Committee. He's recently claimed U.S. government knowledge of non-human technology. He'll be joined by former Navy pilots who have reported multiple encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena. Lawmakers in both chambers of Congress have ramped up efforts for greater disclosures from the Pentagon, including legislation filed by top Democrats in the U.S. Senate. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Residents along Florida's Space Coast preparing for the rumble of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch either late tonight or tomorrow. The triple core rocket will be blasting off from Kennedy Space Center, carrying the largest communications satellite ever built. The 9-ton EchoStar Jupiter 3 satellite, the size of a school bus, and will deliver broadband internet to remote locations. After the launch, the rocket booster landings at Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across central Florida. The blistering heat that's been broiling much of the South and the Southwest now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. Forecasters warning that the heat and humidity could last for days. Cities like St. Louis, Wichita, Kansas, and Kansas City will roast in temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average. A federal judge striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they pass through. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Skittles' newest flavor doesn't taste like the rainbow at all. In celebration of National Mustard Day on August 5th, the candy brand has partnered with French's to make its first ever mustard-flavored Skittle. Don't expect to see it on store shelves, thankfully. People brave enough to try the new flavor can do that at French's Mustard Mobile. That's stopping in three U.S. cities, including Atlanta, Washington, and New York. Fans can also enter online for a chance to win a package. Snoop Dogg canceling his upcoming performances at the Hollywood Bowl in solidarity with the Hollywood actor and writer strikes. The rapper has been vocal for months about his frustration with the film and TV industry not fairly paying actors and writers. The U.S. women's national team back on the pitch tonight for a rematch of the 2019 World Cup finale. The U.S. takes on the Netherlands in New Zealand's capital Hospital of Wellington. Both teams won their first group stage match, and neither side has conceded a goal. A new Airbnb near L.A., a tribute to Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. The ghostly retreat in Fullerton has been wired with special sound, lighting, and visual effects inspired by the famous haunted house. A one-night stay will set you back $649. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, just having all kinds of fun watching the three-ring circus that we call the bureaucracy. I mean, could you believe what they were doing with RFK? They're having a hearing on censorship, and they want... They want to censor him. I mean, the left has lost their minds, haven't they?
Yeah, it was kind of like watching the Kafka trials if I was alive at the time. And this is exactly what the Democrats' design is for their political enemies, whether it's a Democrat like RFK Jr. who steps outside of the progressive left's mantra, especially when it comes to COVID, or if it's someone like Donald Trump, who is the greatest threat to their power. And I don't mean that he's going to win the next election, but you can always tell who they fear most.
Exactly.
And they're weaponizing the government against those who they fear most. I'm really hoping and cheering on RFK Jr. to be the spoiler in this race. I think he could be the Ross Perot of years past.
Exactly.
Where he could actually peel away some Democratic votes from Joe Biden, because even Democrats don't like Joe Biden. The only people that like Joe Biden are his son, so he can pilfer money from our foreign enemies, and Barack Obama, so he can use Joe as a figurehead to have his third term.
Yeah, and this is the thing, you know, speaking of Barack Obama, Barack Obama is left out of this axiom, especially when we're talking about all the graft that has been taking place between the Biden family. Let's include Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. I mean, the pay-for-play has been going on for a long time. And, Megan, I find it quite curious that nobody brings up Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the president at the time. This was his people doing this. So we know 10% was going to the big guy. Was there another 10% going to the even bigger guy? You know, what is it? Barack Obama had to get something out of this, because the thing that we know about the Democrats, they have perfected this whole idea of quid pro quo. They always want to know what's in it for me. And I don't see how Barack Obama could avoid, you know, that temptation, especially when he has underlings, you know, his three lieutenants, like his vice president, secretary of state, and John Kerry, involved in all these shenanigans. How does he avoid any kind of accountability?
Well, because he's the first black president. So to say anything against the first black president or question the dealings, or even bring up, like you just brought up, is entirely racist, don't you know?
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay.
You know, that's the race card in play. It provides immunity from scandal. It provides immunity from responsibility. It provides immunity from accountability. And that's exactly what Barack Obama has going for him. Now, his race card should actually be cut in half because he's only half black, but he has been revered as the first black president. And so, you know, the first family, the Barack Obama first family, the Obama first family, who knows what they were involved in. But what we do know is that the Biden family had, I think it's close to 3 dozen bank accounts. In order to bribe foreign officials and then use those foreign bank accounts, or excuse me, use those 3 dozen bank accounts in order to basically hide foreign transactions.
Right. And they're even suggesting now with this recent reveal is that there's offshore accounts involved. So no big surprise on this, right? Because this is what people who... you know, who do this kind of thing that, you know, and of course, Ukraine, here it is. Ukraine is the, you know, is the capital of the world when it comes to, you know, cleansing money, right?
Yeah, money laundering. I mean, it, it was known for years as the money laundering capital of the world. And, you know, why do you think that Hunter Biden took one of his first jobs while his dad was vice president as a chair of an energy company? He had no idea anything about energy. The only thing that gave Hunter Biden any experience in energy are the cocaine bumps that he was doing off a prostitute's back. So there's really nothing that the Biden family honestly has done in an honest way that has propelled them to the highest power in the country. And the fact that Merrick Garland shows absolutely no interest in this makes him complicit in these crimes. And I remember months ago when we were talking about this, he said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, absolutely nothing, because Merrick Garland is the attorney general.
Right. Yeah. And so unless they're able to impeach him, you know, it stops the dominoes from falling. You're exactly right with the attorney general. Because he's not going to address this. He's not going to address some of these things are becoming quite obvious. I mean, and the other thing, too, is these things, Megan, you and I have been talking about this for years, you know, and the left is like hearing this, you know, like for the first time. It's like, wait a minute, what planet have you been on that you didn't know that Hunter Biden had this laptop? That there was, you know, that he was sending, you know, buying prostitutes, sending them across state lines. I mean, they freaked out when Marjorie Taylor Greene held up, here's an airline ticket. This is a gal. She crossed over these states. That's a federal offense. You know.
I guess I learned something watching the hearings called the Mann Doctrine, that you can't shuffle women or men or people across state lines for sexual purposes, and that's exactly what Hunter Biden was done, was using United Airlines as his pimp jet and basically just funneling all of these women from all over the country into Washington, D.C. or where have you.
I think you're being overly. I think he sent her, you know, he shipped her over so she could bring some M&Ms to him. It had nothing to do with sex. It just incidentally did. But the M&Ms were most important.
Well, I guess
right?
She was a paralegal, so maybe she was taking shorthand notes. I don't know, but we do know that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, even though we were told it was fake. We do know that very powerful people work to suppress that information, including those with security clearances, calling it Russian disinformation. And I will guarantee you that the very people that had security clearances that were in the intelligence community knew it was fake, knew it was real, told the American public it was fake, and still hold their security clearances.
Yes. And they participated ultimately in an election that was compromised and stolen.
Yes, they interfered with election. This was the largest election interference I think that we've witnessed. It wasn't Macedonian bot farmers in 2016. It wasn't the Russians in 2016. The 2020 election was rigged, and it was rigged by the very people that are in power now and who maintain power. This is one of the most corrupt governments in my lifetime. I think my dad's lifetime as well.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is going to happen to this corruption unless it is addressed and there's light shown on it. Now, the Republicans are trying to do their very best. But, of course, the Democrats are trying to do their very best to squash it.
Exactly.
Thankfully, we won the House. Because mm-hmm. if we didn't win the House, we would have no idea what we know today about the corrupt Biden crime family. But without new leadership, or at least without a new AG, we are not going to get any more answers, nor are we going to get accountability.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Fresh fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You know, you were talking about what a scandal this is. And when you compare what they did to January 6th, January 6th is nothing compared to what the social media oligarchs, what the FBI, what the Justice Department did in placing one Joseph Biden into the White House.
Yeah, and you still have lemmings running around screaming that five people were murdered by rioters on January 6th. Nothing happened, but that's what the press told them. So they just repeat the narrative and they repeat the lie. And then sooner or later, the lie becomes the truth. And so, you know, this is what we have. And this is what we have when we have not only the social media, but we have the mainstream media, which has not done its job in decades to hold those in power accountable. They show absolutely no interest in challenging the Democratic Party or questioning those in power in the Democrat Party. I wrote about this extensively after my Trump interview.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I interviewed President Trump. I think it was nearly 2 weeks ago now on Saturday. I asked him a whole variety of questions, like how is he going to win in a rigged system, as he claims? How is he going to win Nevada, et cetera? And he said that he said one sentence that Nevada, the state is, meaning Nevada, either said disgusting or despicable. But he wasn't saying that Nevadans were disgusting or despicable. He wasn't saying that Nevada was disgusting or despicable. He was saying it in the context of our voting laws.
Exactly.
But what the and our voting laws are despicable and disgusting.
Right.
And so what the mainstream media did was take that one sentence out of a 22-minute interview, out of a very lengthy answer, and turn it into something that it wasn't.
Right.
And that's exactly what the press does.
Right. Well, that's what he did. That's what they did with the border issue. Remember when he said they're sending us their word? They're not sending the best people. And then, you know, what do we hear years later? You know, who's coming? I mean, they're emptying out their jails. They're emptying out, you know, people who have committed crimes in their home country and sending them, you know, sending them north into the United States. Thank you very much. Buenvenidos. But he was maligned along the same lines just by being taken out of context, just like he did here in this particular case in your interview with him there in Nevada.
Right. And context is everything. If you look under the Society of Journalism Ethics, professional journalism, under the Code of Ethics, they talk about context. Basically, they say, do not take things out of context. If you are an ethical journalist, you will not take things out of context. And yet that's all we have from the mainstream media. It's a continued narrative instead of a context, instead of the actual facts. And speaking of the border, they tried to put, they tried to malign President Trump and then, of course, confuse or influence or manipulate the Hispanic community by saying that President Trump said Mexicans are rapists. He said nothing of the sort.
Exactly.
But that still is perpetuated and that is still believed by far too many people due to the mainstream media's malpractice, their journalism malpractice. They do that continually with Republicans, but if you'll notice, if a Democrat says something controversial and wades into controversial waters, then all of a sudden it's about context. Then they find the context.
Right, exactly.
Or they create the context.
Exactly. More creating and manipulation of the context, kind of like for so many years, you know, trying to tell us that what Joe Biden did in withholding $1 billion to the Ukraine government in order that his son would be protected and the prosecutor would be fired. I mean, they mushed that up and confused it up that people didn't either. They didn't hear about it or the context in which they delivered it. Seemed to think that, you know, that was okay. It wasn't that bad a deal when it was clearly a quid pro quo deal. It was manipulative. And now that we're getting more and more information about what was going on in Ukraine, Hunter Biden, alliances, you know, attorneys that are saying, well, you know, I was called in to, you know, support, you know, what was going on in Burisma because Hunter Biden was dumber than a rock and they didn't trust him. So they had to bring in some more help. But meanwhile, you know, they'd already committed to, you know, pay Joe Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each, right?
Right, and it even comes to the cocaine in the White House. I mean, they just found a baggie of cocaine in the White House.
And they blow it up. And they blow
it
up.
They blow it up. Yeah. And they blow it up. So,
well,
like
it worked for Hillary. Hillary got rid of 30,000 emails. She blows up everything, blows up evidence, the whole deal. No big whoop. So I guess we just blow up the. I mean, what do you?
Without accountability, the criminality will continue. I've said that time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do have is a criminal government. It operates with impunity. It operates without any oversight. And when you have that much power amassed and centralized, centralized power corrupts.
Right,
and
exactly.
So, you know, you still have Democrats, and I sat with them at a school board meeting, unfortunately, for 6.5 hours the other day, covering a school board meeting. You still have these dopes that will vote for Joe Biden in spite of all of the evidence in front of them. The Democrats are complicit in these crimes. I don't care if they are Democrats in rural Washoe County, Nevada, or in Arlington, Virginia. Those who could support this government are complicit in the corruption of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, this is why, you know, in my humble opinion, Megan, they're so afraid of Donald Trump. Because of everybody that's out there, who do you think has the wherewithal and the passion to clean this mess up? I don't see any other candidate that could even come close to it. And they know that, as you and I know that. And that's why they're so afraid of Donald Trump and are relentless in trying to kneecap him at every turn.
Well, that's right. Who do they fear the most? Just look at who they continually target.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Because he's the greatest threat. I think that Vivek Ramaswamy says some very interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Although he is now second, he's polling at 12%. I think that DeSantis does some very interesting things, polling at the same and at second in second place. But who they fear the most is who they are attacking the most.
Exactly.
And that is Donald Trump.
Well, the thing is, because he's been there, he's done it before, and I believe him. I believe that he is capable of, for example, resolving the Ukraine issue. He says, give me 24 hours. You know, Chris Christie laughs about it. Well, Chris Christie's a joke. I mean, he doesn't even have the capacity. Donald Trump at least has the capacity to consider resolving the problem and remedying the problem in 24 hours. Give me somebody who has at least that idea and passion to realize that objective versus somebody who says it's impossible. It could never happen. Well, you know what? You're right. With you, it is impossible. It will never happen. With Donald Trump, who says he could resolve Ukraine and the Russia conflict within 24 hours, it's possible because he has done this time and time again. Remember, Barack Obama said when he went into office, when Donald Trump went into office, he goes, GDP, it's going to stay under 2%. There's no way this guy's, you know, he's on something. It's impossible. It's going to happen. What happened under Donald Trump? Almost lickety-split. The GDP started climbing. And you know, when he turns over a vibrant GDP to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden readily did everything he could to kneecap the growth of our country and our GDP and throws us into inflation. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah. And according to Joe Biden, Bidenomics is working. It's working great. Inflation is down to, 3%. Well, inflation doesn't take in consideration the cost of energy. When I just paid over $5 a gallon of gas the other day. People are still paying a high amount for housing.
Exactly.
You have a crunch in the housing market where people are staying in their houses, and housing sales have plummeted to some of the lowest since Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of factors, and as Biden continues to gaslight the American people and the rubes that still believe him, that Bidenomics is working. Please point to me where it is working.
Yeah. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Residents along Florida's Space Coast preparing for the rumble of a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch either late tonight or tomorrow. After the launch, the rocket booster landings at Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across central Florida. The blistering heat that's been broiling much of the South and the Southwest now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. A federal judge striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruling against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bustler joins us now, the public policy analyst and economics professor. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to our conversation here as, you know, America seems to be confused. They got the reality of the kitchen table issues and the lack of fruit that they're seeing on their table and food, the cost of gasoline at every turn, the policies that have devastated this country since President Biden took over office, and now he's running across the country and telling everybody that Bidenomics has just been an absolute success. What are we misunderstanding here? What is he seeing that we're not seeing? And what can we really believe about what the President of the United States is telling us, Michael?
Well, let's start off by saying through giving speeches and articles in newspapers, you can influence the way people think, the way they think about things.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't influence is the way people feel. So President Biden is trying to influence the way they think by saying all the good things that he says he's done with Bidenomics, but people just don't feel it. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, Biden's message is having a problem. So what exactly is Bidenomics? Well, let's take a look at what he did. He entered office and right away took action to reduce the production of oil and energy. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline, can't drill on federal lands anymore, made the permitting process more difficult, told banks not to lend to the petroleum industry because there's no future there. The result was about a 10% reduction in oil production. Now, when you reduce the supply of anything, the price is going to go up, and indeed, energy has gone up. Secondly, the economy was coming out of the recession caused by the shutdown, but it bounced back very quickly. We had a V-shaped recovery. As he entered office in 2021, the economy was growing at a 6% annual rate, which continued for the entire year. No more stimulus was really needed. However, he passed the American Rescue Plan, which gave money to people and also dealt with a number of climate change issues. Later in the year, he passed what he called the Inflation Reduction Act. And any time the federal government spends more money, it will not reduce inflation. Under any economic theory, that simply doesn't work.
It always seems that, Michael, real quick, it always seems that whatever they title their act, it does the exact opposite.
And that's exactly what happened with Biden. So Bidenomics is increasing government spending, continue to run huge government budget deficits, and he's continuing today. The first half of this year, the government deficit was nearly $1 trillion for a six-month period. So he's running very large government deficits, adding to the public debt. Now, on his side, to be fair, he'll say that, well, look, I passed this CHIPS Act, which is going to help bring some manufacturing of electronic chips back to the U.S., and it will. So that is on the plus side. He's also going to say he did a lot of good on the social side by essentially giving free money to people. You can debate whether that's good or bad. The bottom line of Bidenomics is increased government spending. He's going to raise taxes wherever he can, slows down economic growth, and we're teetering on recession as we have been for the last year. And he's taking a victory lap on inflation. He took the victory lap much too soon. It's true the annual rate is now reported was 3%, which is as low as we've had it in since Biden took office in 2021. However, most of that reduction in inflation was because energy prices fell by about 27% since the peak of the inflation until the last record was released. Energy prices are about, and they've already started to go back up again. Why? The Saudis and the Russians are reducing production because they want to get oil prices up. And mostly the Chinese economy, which was completely shut down at the end of 2022 for COVID reasons, has been very slow to get going again, but it's now starting to increase their production. Their GDP is starting to go up. So that's going to increase demand for energy. So a month or so ago, energy oil was in the $72 range. It's now up to about the $80 range and likely to go higher. So I think the inflation numbers for the next couple of months are going to be much higher than we've seen. The core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy, because they do fluctuate in price, the core inflation rate has been running and continues to run about 5%. So if you have energy prices going up and the core rate is really at 5%, I think you're going to start to see a much higher inflation rate. Let me add one more thing to it. Food prices are also going to start to go up because the Russians were going to allow Ukraine to ship their grain, and they've since reversed that. So there'll be a decrease in the supply of food. That'll drive food prices up, again, adding to inflation.
So you're talking in short order, Michael, our inflation rate could go from 3 to double digits, if I'm adding the numbers right. Is that realistic?
I hope it doesn't get that high, but that is possible, yeah.
It is possible, yeah, exactly. Wow. This is, and the thing is that the Biden policies, consistent with you know, the progressives on the left, they only know to keep, you know, keep spending and keep taxing. I mean,
there's not much more meat on the bone here. You know, what are we going to do?
You know, too, Bill, they believe that climate change represents an a existential threat to us, and we need to deal with that right away, even if we have to pay an economic price for it with higher inflation and some shortages of products. They believe we should pay that price because we have to deal with climate change right away. And secondly, they believe that the government social safety net should be much bigger. You should help single moms who can't afford daycare. You should extend unemployment benefits. So they're looking to spend money on some social issues, and this is really not the time to be doing that with the huge deficit we have and the massive amount of government spending that we have.
Right. Well, the thing is, Michael, we're back to buying votes. I mean, these social issues, because we're, you know, you got to look at it. What's ahead? 2024. And that means we got to get the vote out. So how do we do that? We go to the Treasury and we start throwing money at people and we start buying votes. Right.
Right. That's exactly what it's doing. The Supreme Court said that the administration does not have the legal authority to dismiss college loan debt.
Right.
So Biden now is looking at some other ways to get around that somehow. I don't know if they'll be upheld by the courts or not, but he's looking at some other ways. Why? Because you just brought up that he's trying to buy votes. He doesn't want to lose the votes. Indeed, he wants to get as much of the younger people and the recent college grad vote as he can. And he figures the way to do that is to say, hey, you don't have to repay the debt that you signed a promissory note that you would repay. You don't have to repay that. We're going to have the taxpayers repay that for you. Even though you represent only 13% of the population has student debt, we're going to have the entire population pay for that for you. That should help young people, he says, and it'll make it easier for young people to buy cars and houses. And that's a good thing, he would say. So we're going to have the taxpayers pay that debt for you.
I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break. We've got to go to break right now. We're talking with Dr. Michael Bussler, and we're breaking it down for you. Okay. You know, Bidenomics, is it or isn't it? Okay. And I think he brings up a good point. You know, it's thinking versus feeling. And, you know, and here's, you know, here's where feelings, you know, can be a bit sobering with it all. So we'll go to break. We've got more from Michael after this. Stay with us.
Vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're fortunate to have Dr. Michael Bussler with us. I always appreciate his you know, ability to be able to break down what is complex. And seemingly, Michael, on the surface, it shouldn't be as complex as it seems to be, only because, you know, like the Biden family trying to hide and launder money that one official from Ukraine said it would take people 10 years to figure out. It seems that's the way it is when it comes to policy with them. They just confuse everything. And I say the Bidens, but in all fairness, I think it's just the political process these days. What do you think?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, a lot of these things aren't really that complicated. They use, you know, economists use some words that are appropriate for academic conferences, but to right. try to talk to the general public, you really need to break it down into a little simpler language. I try to do that in the columns that I write, and to be perfectly honest, I grapple sometimes with trying to get things out in an economically correct way, but people mm-hmm. may not be able to understand it, and then try to get it to people understand it and make sure I'm still economically correct. So it's still mm-hmm. it is somewhat of a challenge for me. But everybody ought to try to make things as simple as possible so people can understand them. Instead, they spin things, and both parties do this. As you say, it's the way mm-hmm. politics
yes.
are.
Right.
They just simply spin things to make them sound much, much better than they are. I think that's what the president's trying to do with this Bidenomics, make it seem like, well, look, everything I did the economy is going well. So one thing he points out, we have something called the misery index. So the mm-hmm. misery index, you add the inflation rate to the unemployment rate. So he's saying, look, the inflation is down to 3%. The unemployment's at 3.6 or 7. So the misery index is under 7. Historically, that's a fairly good number. So he's running around mm-hmm. Touting how good things are. But as I say, the inflation is likely to start to go up in the coming months. I think even when July's number comes out, I think April 12th or something, when that comes out, I think you're going to see a much higher consumer price index, and that's likely to continue into the future. So politicians, I understand they're running for office and they have to say things that are favorable to themselves, But if they just would make things clear and let people understand them so they can make good decisions when voting, I think we'd be much better off.
Well, right now, to your point, Michael, I think people are hungry for the truth. You know, they're hungry for common sense. They're hungry for something that does make sense. Because the fact of the matter is if you're living from one polling revelation to the next or some, you know, economic analyst, you know, you're running, what, 30, 60 days behind. So
yeah.
The people are already living in it. They're already up over, you know, their eyeballs in water. And, you know, and Joe Biden and everybody is, you know, is talking information that's, you know, 60 days old. And when you're talking about the economy and you're talking about your bills that come at you every month, well, you know, that's old news. I'm beyond that. And then I lose faith and confidence in the government and in its leadership when it presents it this way, when it's all about numbers, when we're ruling and leading by polling data as opposed to what's happening in, you know, in the real world. And as you said, I think there's some pretty academic fixes to this. We've gone through this rodeo enough. I mean, 247 years. We've seen time and again what works, but it just seems that, oh, because it happens to be a Republican idea, it's a bad, oh, there's no way we can do that. And the Democrats go off and on their merry way, and we start dealing in the realm of the theoretical. And God forbid that you ask the question, go, okay, all right, you want to go full electric. Wherever has there been a precedent that would give us hope that if we shut down everything with fossil fuels and we shut down our energy sector, that you're able to turn on a dime, which you're basically asking people to do, and go full-blown electric, and, you know, when has that ever happened?
And the answer is it's never happened, and I don't know if it's ever going to completely happen going into the future. And if it does, I think we're talking decades away. Instead of letting the marketplace handle this, which is how disruptions to the market and changes occur. It went from a horse and buggy to an automobile by allowing market forces to work, and things come out fine. And that's how our system is supposed to work. When the government starts influencing markets, it ends up causing problems. Taxpayers now are paying, if people want to buy an electric car because the government gives a rebate, the government doesn't have any money. They get it from taxpayers. So taxpayers are financing the purchase of electric cars for people. And most of them, are in the upper middle class and above, because those electric cars are fairly expensive.
Well, you're 70 grand, average $60,000, right? And we still have yet to really understand what is the final cost. And in terms of electric, people have this delusion going, oh, yeah, well, I don't have to pay for gas. I just plug in the car. Well, guess what? These guys are figuring it out. They're charging you for, you know, pull over. You put your charger in your car. Make sure that you run your credit card for it, right? It's not free.
Exactly. And I don't know that we're going to be able to produce enough electricity, at least now it doesn't look like it, enough electricity to be able to power all of this conversion that the president wants. This should be done with market forces. Give people information, and if they decide they're better off with an electric car or they're better off with electric cooking, then people will buy that, and things will change. The government really shouldn't be involved in influencing this. And, you know, and a lot of people say, look, even if we did everything Biden wants, even if we got rid of all the gas, everything, I think he's working on hot water heaters today, even if we got rid of everything and made it all electric, that would be the U.S.'s portion. But what about China? And what about India?
India, exactly.
They live in the same world we do. And China is producing new coal plants almost weekly. India is doing the same thing. So even if we clean up the air over here, it's going to, you know, it's the same world we live in. So it's not going to have much of an effect if these other countries are doing the things they're doing.
Well, China has to, rapidly increase their capacity because the knuckleheads in the United States are abandoning their coal plants and they're going to look for electric, resources. And guess who they go to?
China.
You know, the very people that says that they want to take over, you know, and become the leader of the world, and they want to supplant the U.S., they are an enemy. I mean, just because Joe Biden is getting money from them, you know, doesn't make them an ally.
Yeah, you know, Bill, that's exactly right. If I know we only have a few minutes left. I want to touch on one other.
Well, three and a half minutes, Michael. Go ahead. Take your time. Go ahead.
I want to touch on one other point. You remember some months ago we had a problem with the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with a solution. Wasn't quite as good as some of the conservatives wanted. Indeed, they passed something in the House. But we did come up with a solution, and we resolved it. Well, since then, the public debt is soaring. We ran a trillion-dollar deficit in the first 6 months of this year, and it looks like we're going to run that in the last half of this year. So the deficit is huge. The public debt continues to grow, and every president has kicked the can down the road. You know,
Right. Sort
of resolve it now, and we'll worry about it later. Well, we're at the end of the road now. Public debt now is up over $32 trillion, and that's
exactly a
problem going forward. Now, people say, well, what's the problem with having such big debt? Well, there are two problems. One, the interest on the debt is now about $500 billion per year, and it's going to get significantly worse. Why? Because when they run a deficit, they sell 10- or 20-year bonds. When the bonds come due, there is no program in place to pay any of those bonds ever, to
right.
pay them back. So what do? They sell new bonds to pay off the old bonds.
It's called Ponzi scheme.
Exactly. The old bonds had an interest rate of 1.5%. Now the interest rates are 3.5%, 4%. So when they roll over the debt at twice the interest rate, you're going to be paying twice the interest payment. So even if you don't take out any more debt, the $500 billion, half a trillion, goes to nearly $1 trillion per year in debt. Right now, the interest is about 10% of government spending, but it's going to go up to about 20% of government spending, and that's money that can't be used for other projects. So the interest expense is a real problem, and it's getting larger. The second problem is if the federal government pulls all of that money out of capital markets, there may not be enough left over for business to expand or consumers when they want to buy things. That creates a capital shortage in a capital-intensive economy that will slow down economic growth. And as demand continues and we can't increase supply, as demand continues to grow and we can't increase supply, that will lead to higher prices. So by creating the capital shortage, you're setting the stage for a stagflation problem, which we may already have, but a problem that's going to get much worse. We have to deal with this budget deficit, and we have to deal with the public debt as soon as possible.
You know, Michael, some people will say, well, look at the Republicans are in power. Why are they doing this to us? But they need to remember that the Republicans, by I don't know what they were thinking in allowing Nancy Pelosi's policies to carry forward. They didn't. The Democrats didn't do that when before when it was the Republicans. But the Republicans did it for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. This is part of the problem here, and it can be confusing unless you know. Michael Bustler,
we've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.